I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me. I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Hello there and welcome to One With The Force podcast. My name's Jordan.
And I'm John.
And we're going to have another of our discussions today. Hey. So John, is there anything you fancy talking about?
Well, I think we should pick up from where we last spoke. For you that may have missed it, we were actually starting our talk on Star Wars Celebration for the upcoming one in Chicago.
And we did only just touch on it.
Yeah, we kind of went into depth, just literally about a couple of things.
Yeah, I think more so the previous ones that we've been at and stuff, rather than...
Yeah, than the one...
The one we're going into.
So I think we should pick up from that. So obviously it's in Chicago, it's a different city. We've obviously been to Orlando, we've been to London. There's a lot of things here that's very important, like the five-day... thing. Obviously their plan, to me that seems their plan on something a lot bigger this time than...
Well, I think the thing is that we have to sort of rule out the Thursday, because from what ReadPop seemed to be putting out there, it seems to be more of a, what is it, like a collectibles thing.
Okay.
So it's just going to be like a day for
collectors
and stuff.
And stuff.
I don't know what it'll be. I don't know if it's the badges or what it is, but we'll find out anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
And then obviously the Monday will be kind of a wrap up thing.
Yeah, of the weekend.
You know. But at the same time, you know, we've still got all that time, and we've got a lot of things to have within that week.
If that is the case, what they're doing for the Thursday, then that means it gives you a lot more of an opportunity to actually see the show floor. Thursday I imagine it'd be quite quiet compared to the weekend. I think Thursday would be quite a chill day, quite a good wee day, depending on what, if they have
like sales, everybody into it
then. Because I know it makes sense for them to do it on the Thursday because it is the first day of it for the opening panel, but at the same time they might choose to do it on the Friday.
Yeah.
So Thursday might be just that easy day.
Yeah, but I don't think there'll be any panels on the Thursday.
No.
I don't think so. Just from what I understand of it, it seems to just be I can't remember what they're titling it. It's like the Bounty Hunters.
Something like that.
Or Scoundrels or something. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, I think we also didn't really touch on another one of what I think will be another one of the panels, which is the Galaxy's Edge. I think they'll have a Galaxy's Edge panel, because that's obviously coming out this year.
Yeah, that's a good point, because obviously that hotel they're doing in it, where you get your own wee backstory kind of thing, like character profile. I think like we've got a lot.
It'll
to
be
talk
expensive,
about.
But
yeah, definitely. I think that'll be like an upgrade package as well. Can hang a bit. It'd be good to see their insights and what they're thinking and what they're doing, because it's kind of just like we just know it's going to be like a theme park for like Star Wars. But it'd be good to see what they've got ideas for, and what's coming to it, and what's different, what we can all look forward to.
Yeah, I think we'll get to see a few more images and stuff. We might even get like a. Not a behind the scenes, but you kind of get what I mean, like a sort of teaser video or something.
Maybe even like they might actually have a trailer for it. I mean,
well, I don't know. it might be the case that we see like a run through of a ride or
something that's going to be there.
Or just a walk through of the park, like.
Oh, that'd be quite good. Actually,
that'd be quite good.
That'd be very interesting.
Yeah,
they could possibly do something like that. I mean, it's something different as well. That might be one of the panels they might do for the Thursday, where it's a bit quieter,
mm-hmm.
to try and draw in people as well to go to it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think we'll also have, you know, the screenings.
The nighttime one of the movies. Yeah, it's a good point actually.
Yeah, because I remember that's happened the last couple of times that so I think, you know, there'll be that, and at least I think we didn't really fancy going to those last year or the last time
because we were tired,
but I think that because of this opportunity that we've got this year, we'll have that time to maybe go and do that and then, you know, get a bit of a sleep and stuff as well.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
So yeah, I think that's part of, or one of the panels that I think will happen, and one of them that I'm looking forward to.
It'd be pretty good actually. I think it's something different as well instead of being the usual stuff. It gives that hype again as well to say to remind everybody that it's going to be this year's released. And
yeah,
it could. I think that's probably a good choice if they did do that.
And in terms of, I'd imagine the Clone Wars will probably have a panel.
Yeah, I'd like to think it would, because it is a big part of it. A lot of people are wanting it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are saying this is the thing to bring back all the fans, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, so I bring together all the fans, and I think it is a fantastic thing that they're doing, bringing it back. I know it's only a few episodes, but
because I remember they had, I think it was in London, they had the Rebels screening.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll have a screen for the first
couple of episodes, maybe.
Episode or two of Clone Wars.
Yeah, it's a good point, because that's what they've done with Rebels twice, so it's a good possibility, but they might focus on Resistance for that.
I don't know, I think that Resistance will probably be a little bit more short-lived. I don't know if they're even continuing that. I don't know.
Fair enough then. Well, if they do one, I think Clone Wars should definitely be a panel, especially some of the actors and the actresses that were in it that might make a return could show up, and I think there's a lot they could do with a panel for that, and I think it would get a massive turnout anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that should definitely be one.
Yeah. You know, I wonder, now, there's obviously been all these reports about Disney and Lucasfilm dropping the standalone films, but I wonder if they've got one maybe up their sleeve. You know, because like, just imagine. Obviously, I was talking in the previous episode about, you know, having a 20th anniversary for the Phantom Menace. Now, if they were to get some of the cast there, I'd imagine Ewan McGregor would be one of them.
Yeah, if they could,
now,
so that'd be fantastic.
Say he's there, and then on the Sunday or whatever day it is, they have a future
film thing that we're
filmmakers or whatever they want to call it, and they say, they bring out Ewan McGregor, and they say, here's an Obi-Wan Kenobi TV series, or an Obi-Wan, you know.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, it could be
anybody, yeah.
Well, it could be Obi-Wan and Anakin. It could be anything, but I think that most people do want to see an Obi-Wan film or something.
Yeah, I think it's very highly speculated amongst the fans. I think it's something that they want.
I think Lucasfilm's aware of that as well, but I don't know if they've been burned just that bit too much by Solo and how Solo done at the box office.
Yeah, I think that, but then again, that's just down, to be honest, that's just down to like certain fans, the way they reacted to obviously The Last Jedi, that's crippled that, and I don't think that's the way we should go with it. I mean, if anything, like picking to do like a Kenobi standalone of some sort, I think that's will captivate fans a bit more because it's something that everybody's wanting. But the only thing is, you've got this big expectation of fans, and it could end up crippling the image of it, depending on how you go. So I could see why they're probably sceptical about it, though.
I think that there are a lot of people who want to see new characters.
Yeah.
Rather than us doing origin films for characters such as Han Solo.
Yeah, big profile characters, because we do certainly have a bit of backstory if you look at it.
I think that's probably what people liked about Rogue One as well.
Yeah, it was definitely also the fact that the heroes didn't, well, they did win it in it, but they didn't, if you get me. Sacrificed themselves for the greater good, and I think that was a very, very touching moment for Star Wars. Cause
and probably unexpected.
Yeah, definitely, well, except for when we found out someone's going to die.
Well, but, not even then, though, because you maybe just thought that one character. Because I certainly didn't go into Rogue One thinking that every single one of them wouldn't, or their story wouldn't continue.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm sure one of the original plots was to
Particularly because it was the first Disney standalone film, and you're thinking
Disney aren't going to carry it. It'd be very, aren't going to kill off every character. Some of them alive, yeah.
So yeah, there's that. I don't know whether or not they'll go down the route of standalone films. Probably not.
Yeah.
If I was to guess, I don't think they will. I think we're probably more likely to hear a bit about the Rian Johnson trilogy than.
Yeah, because I think that's something that they need to try and re-spark with people and try and get a bit more confidence in it, because they are doing it.
They need to let the fans know what's happening with it, because, you know, if they're not doing it anymore, tell everybody. And if they are doing it, tell people, because I think that there's been speculation and rumours that have gone well out of hand, I think, and it's caused a lot of what's the word? Uncertainty amongst the fans.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people don't know where it's going to go and how it's going to be. Because I know a lot of people are quite scared about it.
We'll just need to wait and see. As I say, I hope that Lucasfilm does clear some things up with regards to that trilogy, with regards to, you know,
the time scale.
What is coming next? I think that if they came out with a timeline like they did at Anaheim, if they came out with a timeline of this is when these films or these TV series or whatever it is are coming out. You know, 2019 we've got episode 9. 2019 we've got The Mandalorian. 2019 we've got The Clone Wars.
Yep.
What's happening 2020? We don't know.
2021, 2022. Yeah.
Well, 2020 I think is probably going to be the Cassian Andor series.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we'll have a film. 2021
possibly could see another film.
I would guess probably the start of the Game of Thrones guys series. And then from then on, I've no idea. But you know, I think that it would be wise of Lucasfilm to clarify those sort of things with the fans.
Yeah, just so that fans know what's happening, because right now we don't really know an awful lot of the future of Star Wars right now, especially when they're saying that they're going to bring out something new every year. And
well, I mean, even towards, I think it was towards the end of last year, and in fact, it was last year at some point, and there was all this speculation about Kathleen Kennedy's going to be sacked, or she's going to quit, or whatever it was, and then she got given a 3-year deal or something like that. So with all these people that claim to be in the know, and I'm using quotations, for all these people that claim to be in the know that are making things up, making stories up and misleading the fandom.
Yeah, definitely, and there's no need for it at all. Cause so
that's why I think that it's important for Lucasfilm to...
to establish some groundwork on it rather than leaving it open. Yeah, definitely.
In terms of other things at Celebration?
Apart from panels, like, I do think that obviously... like the 501st make a big appearance and they're always fun to see a bit, because I think
all the cosplayers
obviously that they've got obviously that Vader's first thing that they got was really good, and obviously it's all charitable work and stuff like that. It's really good to see, but like their own I've just seen people dressed up in costumes, the dedication just to show that they want to do that for even a day or the 5 days is fantastic.
And some of the costumes you see,
oh, they're absolutely incredible, like they're mind blowing. I mean, I love to see a man in a metal bikini, it's fantastic. in all seriousness, but like the cosplay competition that they have as well,
the effort that's put into some of these,
and the imagination. I remember last year we seen 2 years ago we seen it was like a female General Hux and it was like a male Captain Phasma, and basically the guy who was dressed as Captain Phasma had like a trash can around him and he's had his hands up like, what can I do? Like if he's doing the trash compactor kind of thing, and like that, the thought in it is just absolute phenomenal, and it's very unique in a different way. And I thought it's quite funny.
And I hope to see someone dressed up as a caretaker this year.
100%. If not, and Jordan, it needs to be you.
Well, I'm not sure I've got the time.
Yeah, between now and tell April. You what, you're getting a t-shirt made for it. Caretaker t-shirt. So guys, if you see someone with a caretaker t-shirt, that's Jordan.
I want to have a picture taken with someone dressed up as a caretaker.
Yeah, these goals, eh?
Yeah, and a porg. I think there will be a porg cosplay. That's I'm going to go out on a limb, and
cooked or uncooked?
I would love to see a flying porg. That would be...
Yeah, that definitely would be something.
That'd be some outstanding cosplay work if someone was able to fly.
Yeah, we'll see about that one.
Yeah.
Don't think technology's that far advanced.
Although, on the point of a cooked or uncooked porg, I think we might even see like a Chewbacca with
a porg, a cooked porg, but to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be quite funny.
Yeah, we're going off on a tangent.
Yeah, start thinking about it. Yeah, but these are the things that makes it enjoyable, like thinking about Celebration, because you don't know what you're going to expect. You really don't.
I mean, you see like crystallized stormtroopers.
Well, that person won the cosplay competition, because that was, I'm sure it was real crystals that they used.
So I remember he had the beatbox and stuff, didn't he?
No, it's a different guy. There you go. See, there's another guy that had the beatbox dressed as a rapper kind of thing.
Yeah.
The guy
because he was in a red.
Yeah, he has a red stormtrooper outfit, and I took a picture of the guy that was in the white one in the Adidas tracksuit, white with black. And he had the stormtrooper one. They had the headphones on that. It's pretty cool. The big Empire gold chain.
And then you see the. We can't forget, obviously, the what they called the R2 Builders Club.
Oh yeah. They've got the droids sitting about.
The droids, BB-8 and
R2-D2. They make them realistic as possible to the movies, but some people have their own spin on things. Like, I remember there was a steampunk R4 unit and mouse droids with because it was obviously in Orlando, they had like the Mickey Mouse ears and the Disney kind of thing and that. And just like wee things like that, I thought it was pretty creative, pretty cool, and it's something different, something you don't even expect to see.
But that's the creativity within the fandom, and I think that I'm glad that there's like the competition, right? I'll put that in quotation marks as well. But you know, for people to get recognised for the hard work that they put into their costumes.
Yeah, definitely. And I think
you see like the kids coming out with their costumes and stuff.
Some of them are
great.
Pretty good. Like it's like, oh my, that's really decent.
Yeah.
I think boy in a wheelchair that had like the side fins of the TIE fighter, and he was like the TIE pilot kind of thing. I thought it was pretty good as well.
But even like you see families, cosplaying together.
Yeah, like a group.
I remember we seen the one like a family dressed up as like Rebels characters.
Oh yeah, with the cartoon heads kind of thing. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And you know, you see like the old Luke with like his daughter at I think it was dressed as Rey.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you just see like all these things. Do you know? Funny enough, though, I've never seen like anybody dressed up as R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Well, guys, there you go. If you heard it here first, if you like the idea,
we're giving all the ideas out because we can't.
We're not tech savvy enough.
I don't know if that's the phrase you would use, or
prop savvy. We'll call it prop savvy.
You know, we're not very good at manufacturing things.
We can definitely talk, but
we can come up with ideas. We'll be the ideas guys. Yeah, we'll be the ideas guys, and the creative fans out there can.
Hopefully, it inspires some of you guys to live in these dreams. Or you can have the three, where you have a BB-8, an R2, and a C-3PO.
Yeah, with a red arm.
With a red arm, exactly.
Is there anything else at Celebration?
The
floor. Do you want to talk about the?
Oh well.
Floor with all the stalls and stuff.
Yeah, stalls. Like, you've got like different areas. So you've got like the tattoo parlor, which is something different as well. You've got the bigger companies, like that last year it was like Nissan that was there promoting the cars, and that, and done like the Oculus kind of thing.
Yeah, and was it them or someone, I can't remember who it was, but they had the models of the planes.
Oh, that was ANA, the Japanese kind of company thing. Like the big planes that they were signed by the cast members. We actually first seen them in London, and then they got brought to that as well, just to show like the connections that Star Wars has and like different like Lucasfilm have with different franchises as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that, you've also got like stalls that are selling stuff, like there was New Era as well selling the hats and socks and stuff like that, which was pretty cool. You've got local vendors as well that's selling their own kind of stock that's Star Wars and that. Your artist area as well, like there's a whole range of like licensed Star Wars artists as well.
I won't mention the displays as well.
There's a lot of
places that do like displays of the costumes and the sets.
Yeah, because first year we went, we seen like the whole stuff of Rogue One in London. It was like a section of it, and we seen like Krennic's outfit, the Shore Troopers, the ones and that. And
D'Agostini or something?
D'Agostini, does the wee the helmet collections and stuff like that kind of thing. Yeah, there's quite a lot actually. There's
so
a lot
much.
Of stuff.
Like, you're not gonna find yourself with nothing to do at Celebration.
No, definitely not. I mean, there's always, you turn a corner, it's something different.
Yeah.
Oh, also Rancho Obi Wan. That the guy's got the biggest collection of Star Wars memorabilia in the world, and he brought some of that collection to Celebration, and just walking around it like it was a room. And
also on the floor, if you've got a sharp enough eye, sometimes you see some cast members.
Yeah, I mean, who was it we seen in London?
What's his name?
Please all get it.
I know, this is...
That's a big actor. I can't remember.
I'll come back to me, keep talking.
Yeah, so just randomly walk by, what? Holy, hi.
Yeah.
And then we've also seen Ashley Eccleston as well. Does the voice
Ashley Eccleston? Yeah.
Eccleston, sorry, apologies. Does the voice of Ahsoka on the floor, doing interviews with fans and stuff like that. Also seeing Ian McDermott.
Yeah.
As well, that's another one. That was pretty cool. Not really got much to talk to them, but it was like, wow, we've seen them. A few others, like in last year, the
Forrest
biggest ones.
Forrest
Whitaker, there we go, we got
that's
there in the
place.
End. One of the biggest ones that we got to probably see was like Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford up on the stage as well.
Yeah,
but
the
like,
Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah.
What's it? The
Star Wars Show.
Star Wars
Live,
Show, that's it. Yeah.
So that's not just that, there's always a lot more than that.
You get a lot of interviews up in the stage and stuff that fans
definitely
can just see from, you know, being on the floor.
Yeah, just being on the floor, you can hear it because it's like kind of broadcasted about a wee bit.
It's pretty much broadcast throughout, I think, the whole area.
Yeah, definitely. So the speakers and the screens up. Yeah, you get a different experience every day.
Yeah.
actually, the first year, what's his name? the guy that played Solo in Solo.
Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah, it's the one. He was on the show floor in London with just a half Stormtrooper mask on, and not one person approached him.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, you don't know what you're going to get.
And John Boyega as well. I'm sure that was Anaheim.
Yeah, but still,
I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think.
But these are things that the actors are doing and stuff like that, and like these people are on the show floor to actually. Yeah, sometimes they are walking just through, but it's like just giving people that wee excitement that you've actually saw them, you know. Yeah. And yeah, it's pretty good. It's really good.
And you know, if we miss somebody, like an actor or someone who's worked on the film or whatever on the floor, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, if we walk past someone or something like that,
didn't even notice. Yeah,
it's always a bummer, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, it's just cutting if you do, but we've been pretty sharp so far, except from anybody who's wearing any masks or costumes. But
yeah, I think that's one of the that's difficult, because when they put on the mask or something, you know, it could be just someone wearing.
It literally could be anybody. You don't want to obviously
go up and ask for an autograph.
Take your mask off. No, I'm fine, thanks.
But even like, I know I'm going back, but the cosplayers again. I remember we seen someone cosplaying as Kylo Ren, and then he took off the mask, and it was like. Like, it looked like Adam Driver with the hair and everything else, and the scar as well.
That's what you call dedication to costume, isn't it?
But that just caught me aback, because you're obviously just expecting, oh, he's wearing the...
Yeah, he's just wearing the costume,
with the helmet and stuff, but then he took the helmet off, and yeah, it was... And I think he featured in
the video at
the end.
Yeah, I'm sure you made a wee... and the one for the closing one for London.
Yeah, for those of you who are sharp-eyed.
Yep, if you know what it looks like. If you can go, it's literally me holding my phone up going.
Yeah, it's a very split second, and if you blink, you'll miss it.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
But yeah, there's so much to actually look forward to, and I'm also looking forward to just spending time in Chicago.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the Windy City. It's a famous city. It's a big city.
Yeah, and looking forward to seeing all the restaurants, tasting their food.
Being fat, like I usually am.
Just checking places out, the bars.
That's the best bit about it as well. Like you're never going to the same place all the time. It's always somewhere different. Sometimes it does reoccur in the same place, but it's always good to actually go somewhere different as well, especially for something you love. So it's getting to see the world.
I would like to, with people that we meet, even like go somewhere in Chicago.
Yeah, instead of just being. Yeah, that'd be nice. Could do that.
Even if it was like, just going to. Like a bar or something like that, or do you know,
just anything, like a wee restaurant or something.
And I'm sure as well, because we've got a friend who is also going, who I'm pretty sure is at a baseball game or something.
We're
gonna try and go to. We've also got in terms of sports, we've got
got a very important matchup in our football or soccer, you might call it, coming up. We don't know what day it's on. We can't remember.
We don't know for sure. We don't know for sure whether it will be
broadcast or not. Like,
well, we also don't know if it will be on that date specifically, because it's still to be decided. But so we're gonna try and catch up on that as well.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to come along and watch your team play, you know, in a classic rivalry they call the Old Firm, then that's fine. Totally join us, as long as you're on our supporting side, that's all we care about.
I'm sure there'll be some that want to just come and wind us up.
Yeah.
there is going to be a whole lot of things to do, I think, when we're over there, and it's just going to be a case of finding the time to fit it all in.
It's I mean, we are going to be there for 10 days in total.
Yeah.
So it's a good amount of time. Obviously, Celebration taking up about 5 days of that anyway.
Most of that.
Yeah, maybe a wee couple more if you think about it. Because getting tickets and stuff like that, like badges and that.
Well, there's that, but there's also, you know, the settling in period, if you like, of, you know, jet lag and things like that.
Yeah, time zone difference. Yeah. Obviously, it's like something like 6 hours or something difference.
Yeah.
Not too sure on that, but yeah, it does take an effect. I mean, I think we felt that in Orlando.
Yeah, it caught up in his big
thing.
Yeah,
definitely. So hopefully we can manage it a bit better.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Yeah, definitely.
And is there anything else about Celebration you're wanting to talk about? Would you like to go to one of the screenings?
Possibly. Obviously, depends on if it's like that wristband system again, if you can only get certain panels and that counts as a panel, like the last time it did in London it did.
Well, I don't know if we'll be...
Oh, well, actually, because we are the VIP ones, isn't it?
Master, or...
Yeah, but the thing is, I just don't know if that's... And I don't know, because they're kind of vague on it, they've not really bothered telling us things on it.
Yeah, I would like to go to one if it is possible.
Yeah, definitely. I think it'd be a good experience to actually be around the fans there as well.
I can't help but think that they probably won't show The Last Jedi.
Nah, they will.
Do you think so?
Yeah, they will.
I don't know if they will, just because of some of the backlash that it did get.
Yeah, but as you said, there's fans it's for and there's fans it isn't for. That's how it goes.
I think they will show The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, because obviously 20th anniversary.
It would make sense. I would actually like it if it was like the prequels.
Yeah.
Like, so for each day you had like a different one of the prequels, and then, because I think they only showed like three or something last time. As far as I'm aware, they didn't do one every night. I think it was only the... In fact, I think it might have only been two.
It might have been.
I think it was only the Friday and Saturday. Or something like that. But we'll just never even see. Obviously, nothing yet has been announced. Does that bother you?
No. Well, I just said no there, right? But like, some things, I just feel like they're leaving it quite late on. Especially,
do you think
they're just
a bit too secretive
about it? Yeah, I get what they're trying to do, but
yeah, they're trying to create some hype and some
hype,
buzz.
But there's hype, and then there's like, right, we've got 3.5 months to go till this is happening, 4 months to go until this is happening, and we don't know
anything really
about the actual show floor, about what's happening, any panels or whatever, even just our tickets in general, like what that even totally allows. Like, it's very vague in what they say on the actual website.
Yeah, I think the only things that have really been announced right now are some of the authors of the novels.
Yeah.
And the hosts.
Yeah, and that's
I think it's... who was it? David Collins, Warwick Davis, and... I can't remember. It's one of the other ones that done panels last year. I'm going to kick myself. I think that's all that's really been announced. There's been nothing about the panels or guests in terms of like actors or...
Yeah, you know. And that's the thing. So like, for autographs, if you do want to do that, like certain people, like you don't know who's turning up yet. You can guess who's turning up, but it's when they announce it and how quick you need to buy a ticket, because they could announce and say within a week you need to buy your ticket.
Well, to be fair to them, I think that all the tickets have basically sold out. I think there's only tickets for the Thursday and the Sunday or Monday.
No, I mean with
something.
The like autographs. So like, if you want to buy that, so no announced any guests or anything like that at all. So like, people that want to actually go and meet people like Mark Hamill, or meet like Hayden Christensen, people like that, and like, you're not really getting much of a chance. I feel like leaving it too late to... I know it may be hard to actually get the guest to actually say commit to it and stuff like that, because it is a lot, but at the same time, like, for the fans, it's quite unfair, because then they're going to release it too late and then you're only going to have a certain amount of days to actually buy the ticket.
I think it can
be expensive.
Yeah, I think in their view right now, it's probably, there is no such thing as it being too late.
Yeah, of course.
Because the longer they leave it,
the more people will buy it.
The more anticipation of, who's the guest going to be? Who's the guest going to be?
Yeah.
You know, who's going to be doing the autographs and the pictures
and
stuff. I wish there was, because obviously we could speculate about it. Yeah. A bit more on here, but
like, why is this person turning up, or why?
And you know, we probably will speculate about it when that information does come out. But until then, we're just gonna have to wait and see.
Yep. Try and hold the excitement in.
Anything else you want to talk about?
It's such a big topic to cover, so it's hard to capture everything. But like as we said, if anybody wants any questions to give us on it, we can answer it, because I know there's probably a lot we've missed from Celebration, so if anybody's got any other questions about it, we'll be happy to answer.
And where can they send those questions?
Well, they can send it to our Twitter page by going to...
They can go visit our Twitter page on @OWTF_pod. That's @OWTF_pod.
And also they can find us on...
email.
Yeah, we got.
onewiththeforcepodcast@gmail.com. That's onewiththeforcepodcast@gmail.com. But they can find us somewhere else, can't they, John?
Certainly. YouTube is also our other media format that we can go to. So if you just go into YouTube, type in One With The Force Podcast, should find us somewhere there. Just leave a like, just give us a wee comment, and also subscribe and give us a wee notification. Click the notification bell so you can get up to date with our videos if you do enjoy them, or like a podcast in general. But definitely leave a comment, even if you didn't like it or that. Just give us a wee comment. Just, we'd like to hear from you and like to see what you're thinking and all that kind of stuff as well. And any questions you want to ask, we'll take them on board.
Yep, and basically anywhere that you can find podcasts, we're on it. I don't want to list them all because I'll be here forever.
That'll be another podcast in itself.
Yeah, I think I'll list a few, maybe. You've got iTunes... you've got Google Podcasts, yep. Breaker, Stitcher, I think SoundCloud,
we'll stop you there, Jordan.
anywhere else, anywhere that you can find podcasts, basically we're on there. I think we'd appreciate it if you did leave your comments or left any questions for whatever you want us to discuss next time.
Certainly.
And we'll try and get to those on a future show.
Certainly.
But the last thing to say is thank you all for listening, and until next time.
See you around, kid. Let's get back into the master. Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.